The verse I wanted to focus on this evening was at verse 12 where the Bible read, "But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." And the title of the sermon this evening is Vaccination Snake Oil. Vaccination Snake Oil. You say, well, what are you about to preach about? I'm about to preach about the fraud of modern day vaccination, of this lie of vaccinations and how it's actually a snake oil. Now, before I get into this, let's understand this verse first, okay? Because I am taking this verse somewhat out of context, but let's understand what it's saying. He says, when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Now, who's he addressing? He is addressing the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees, they don't believe they need a savior. They think that they're righteous. They think they're going to go to heaven. They think they don't need anything. They think they're whole. And Jesus Christ is saying, look, if you think you're whole, you don't need me. Because Jesus Christ is considered the great physician. And those that understand that they have a sin in their life, that they are worthy of going to hell, they need a savior. They need a physician. So the Pharisees are saying, why are you hanging out with all these sinners, all these publicans? And he's like, look, they need a savior. They need someone to spiritually save them from their sins that are taking them to hell. And because the Pharisees thought, oh, I'm good. I don't need Jesus. I don't need a savior. I'm good. I don't believe that I'm going to go to hell. Look, he's like, well, I guess you don't need a physician then, do you, buddy? I guess you think you're whole. We'll figure out how that works out on judgment day when you're judged according to your works. So what does Jesus use? He uses a carnal truth to illustrate a spiritual truth, okay? He's saying in a carnal way, someone that is whole, meaning someone is healthy, they have a clean bill of health, they have no issues, they don't need to see a doctor. He's saying you don't need to go see a doctor if you're healthy. If you don't have a physical ailment, why are you going to the doctor? In the same way, he's trying to say it negatively to them, saying, look, if you think you're perfect, if you think you're righteous, why do you need me? Isn't that what he's trying to say? So that's what he's illustrating this point. The spiritual truth is that we have to admit that we're sinners deserving of hell before we can, you know, call upon him to be saved, okay? But Jesus Christ does not use carnal examples that are false to prove spiritual truths. No, he uses carnal truths to prove spiritual truths. And the carnal truth still applies that if you're healthy, you don't need a physician. And that's where I hang, you know, my hat. You say, what do you think about vaccination? Well, why would I give a healthy baby a disease? Why would I stab my children with diseases when they're perfectly healthy, when there's nothing wrong with them? That goes against all common logic. That goes against all common sense. Hey, here's a perfectly healthy baby. Well, maybe we should give him 30 diseases. What? That doesn't even make any sense. And if, you know, we didn't have the modern, you know, push for all these vaccinations, would it be very easy for someone to walk up and say, hey, is your kid really healthy? Yeah. Can I stab them with 30 diseases right now? But guess what? You get to pay me lots of money to do it too. I mean, think about that. I mean, it goes against all instincts of a parent, all instincts of common sense. You know why? Because it's stupid. Because it's a fraud. Because it's not biblical.